morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
My name is Jason.
My name is Brandy.
I'm a quit coach with the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline.
My son talked to me about quitting smoking. He told me that it makes him cough, and it kind of made my heart hurt.
No matter what your journey is and where you've been, we're here to help you in that situation.
My biggest motivation was my son. He still is my motivation.
No matter what your struggle is, we're going to be able to help you get through that.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a program of TSET.
Oklahoma Wind Power has put us in the national spotlight and has invested $20 billion into the state of Oklahoma to make us number two in the nation. But now, our lawmakers want to close Oklahoma for business and break their promises to the wind industry and its investors, landowners, county officials, and school leaders, resulting in bankrupt projects, busted budgets, and lawsuits against the state. The cost? Oklahoma's business reputation around the world. Please call your legislator today and tell them you want to keep Wind Powering Oklahoma, paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Farmers for Free Trade released a new report that highlights the significant impact that Chinese retaliation from steel and aluminum tariffs will have on a number of U.S. industries. The report shows that many American commodities will be hit hard, including U.S. wine, almonds, walnuts, pork, cherry, and several other commodities. The report also says certain states' economies will be hit very hard. The report is part of an ongoing effort by Farmers for Free Trade to show the negative impacts that tariffs will have on American agriculture, as well as amplify the voices of farmers who are hurt by them. Some of the top states hit hardest will include California, Iowa, Washington, Missouri, and North Carolina. Chinese retaliatory tariffs are 15% on most products, while U.S. pork exports face a 25% tariff. Former Senators Richard Lugar and Max Baucus, co-chairs of Farmers for Free Trade, say tariffs end up as a tax on American farmers. They increase the cost of exporting, depress prices of farm futures, and end up hurting the bottom lines of farmers across the country, the two say in a release. They also say that traders incentivize trading partners like China to look elsewhere for their imports. Lugar and Baucus point out that means trading relationships that took decades to develop can vanish overnight. Farmers for Free Trade is a bipartisan campaign to rebuild support for trade at the grassroots level. In a related story, grain handling company Scowler tells Bloomberg that sorghum bids in the Gulf of Mexico have all but disappeared in the wake of a Chinese decision to impose a 179% tariff on U.S. imports. Bob Lunington oversees the Omaha, Nebraska-based company's grain and oilseed division, and he says there's been very little trade. While some U.S. grain elevators are still bidding for sorghum, he says nobody is looking for it in the Gulf. China had been the biggest buyer of U.S. sorghum. Chinese officials announced that there would be an investigation into American shipments back in February. At that point, sorghum prices dropped because of tariff fears, erasing the premium that the grain achieved over corn prices in states like Kansas. Now that the Chinese tariff is in place, sorghum prices must drop in order to attract more domestic and international customers. Sorghum had recently been priced out of the U.S. animal feed market because of strong Chinese demand. Where excess supplies head now isn't certain, but Ludington says Mexico is one potential destination. You got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.